Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You mentioned the weather. I'm sure Paul will talk about the weather later today. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Jamie Huchus is with us, 1:35. Congressman Pete Stauber is with us at 2:35. Since we mentioned the weather, what do we think? Can we look this up, Dan? Biggest drop in temperature in one day in Minnesota history. Let's not forget, we once had a program director here who had the voice guy say Minnesota. And he did that because he's not from here, and he liked it as a cheap shot towards Minnesota. Do you agree with me on that point, Adam?
That's why he did it. It wasn't to try to make the voice guy sound a little more Minnesotan.
Oh, it was a little bit of that, but it was very clear he had disdain for Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Handed out books from the other state to try to motivate people. Oh, my God. We would run these ads. Minnesota. Oh, and there's no doubt he took great joy in that. Now, I don't think we're going to drop the 40 degrees today. Today! A little bit of Maxi there in the Good Feet store. But by the time you wake up tomorrow to Vanita, it's going to be 40 degrees different, right? Because 39 the high. I went up briefly here during the top of the hour. It's gorgeous outside. Played 18 just in the backyard. You know, I did see today Mark Wahlberg, this will shock, has an amazing golf setup. You've got a nice big backyard, close circuit to the sales staff. How about Adam Carter for backyard golf, some backyard golf company? Set you up with a tee, set you up with multiple greens, and you can talk about that in your expansive backyard.
Yeah. And my game still sucks. What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to acknowledge it hasn't improved your game. How do you know it won't improve your game?
You never know. If I'm out there, you know, hitting buckets of balls every day.
Listen, I play with you enough. It's not going the other way.
Wow.
It's got to get better, right?
Cheap shot.
That is a cheap shot.
I have your answer on the biggest temperature drop,
okay,
by the way.
Biggest temperature drop in one day. Let's guess, Carter.
How about when you enter 40? The room at a sorority at ASU?
It's better than my joke, sadly. 47 degrees, I'm going. 47-degree temperature drop, okay?
I think it's over. I think it's 55 degrees.
The largest 24-hour temperature change in Minnesota was 71 degrees on April 3rd, 1982. The high was 78 degrees, and a vigorous cold front dropped the temperature to 7.
Wow. It's the first time Jen saw Adam naked again. Whoa.
Okay.
71 degrees in a day? When was this?
April 3rd, 1982. This is according to the Minnesota DNR.
What do they know, the DNR? Come on. Carter, that doesn't seem possible, does it?
Thinking about April, though, I remember, you know, we've hit 80 in April a few times,
yep.
And it's a wicked mistress, is the April. She'll dump 18 inches of snow on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did I? Maybe I'm spotting this late. We'll talk a little NFL here, and then I want to get to this synagogue story. Another part of the synagogue story, which just tells you where we're at here with protecting yourself from terrorist attacks. Okay. Did you see who was in the crowd at the Bills domination of the Belichicks on Saturday evening? Adam Carter.
In Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see, no.
Dan, did you by any chance?
I did not.
Fitzmagic. Why did it stand out? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Shirtless in the crowd.
Yes.
Fitzmagic. Yes, he's got the full beard going. Would you say his salad days were with the Bills? I mean, he's played for a while. Look up Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's got to be at 7 or 8 NFL teams at this point, doesn't he?
Yeah, Dolphins.
But I guess
Bucks.
If I had to say one, I might say there. The Dolphins, he had some pretty good success,
yep.
Also.
Man.
Shirtless at the game. Now, maybe it was just for a picture or two.
Nine teams.
Okay, Dan, go to the Google again. Record for an individual player, most teams in the NFL. And we'll guess once you get it. Is there a scenario, Adam Carter? Gophers play a late... They play a Badger game, just like this year. And this time it is to go to the Big Ten championship game. What was it in Buffalo? It was below zero, right?
Yeah, it was very...
Any chance you're out there?
No chance.
Shirtless.
Zero chance. If it were 95, I'm not going shirtless at a game.
You're slim and trim now. You're down over 20 pounds.
But still, I'm not that kind of shirt. Even if I...
You're not a shirtless...
No.
When's the last time you were somewhere wearing jeans and no shirt?
Just jeans and no shirt?
Yes.
1978, standing outside of a Camaro.
When is the last time we saw somebody just out in public? That seems like, well, no, maybe it's not. Maybe it's maybe a city thing. It's a greater Minnesota. I don't think it's much of a suburb thing. Are you with me on that? The no shirt jeans guy.
No, see, I'm when I'm thinking no shirt jeans, I'm thinking of an older guy mowing his lawn.
In the suburbs, too?
Yeah, first-ring suburbs.
Cook, when you're thinking the guy who's got no shirt on and the jeans on, where you? I'm thinking maybe young kids, and I'm thinking the guy in outstate Minnesota, the city guy who just doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was looking up the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Question. So,
no,
that's the last part of that.
I don't think young. I think it's an older guy who's just maybe a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he's mowing the lawn.
Yeah,
and boots too. Good. There's not, you know, that's the foot.
Boots.
You got boots on. You're not wearing like tennis shoes.
Boots. All right, Dan probably has the answer by now. I'm going to say the most teams a guy's ever played for in the National Football League is 12. I'm going to go 12 teams.
I was going to go 11.
Okay.
The most teams that an NFL player has played for is 14.
Oof. Kicker?
Jeez.
No, Josh Johnson. Primarily served as a third-string quarterback, but he played with 14 different NFL teams over 12 seasons. Also played with the Sacramento Mountain Lions of the UFL and the Los Angeles Wildcats of the XFL.
What a great nickname, too, the Mountain Lions.
Right? Wasn't that Denny Green's team, didn't he have some ownership in that, or... Did he coach?
He coached him. I don't remember.
And there was some connection to Nancy Pelosi, too, right?
I think it might have been the husband. who might own the team, the big stock guy that we're that the debate on insider trading, the little tip-offs. Keep going to the Google. When did Denny die?
That was like
Denny died way too young.
2016, or was it earlier than that?
I think it might have been earlier than that.
He passed away July 21st, 2016.
2016. When Zimmer was fired and they listed the records, it's a given, you know, what a great, great run Bud had. Denny won 61% of his regular season games. I think that was the number. It was a heck of a run by Denny.
Oh, yeah. Going to the playoffs almost every year, right?
Yeah. Including, you know, when he takes over, right? He's the sheriff. New sheriff in town, and they were going to drop off. Brought him the playoffs right away. Didn't have a great playoff record, but Bud's play. I think, should we go to the Google again? Most Google references, one segment. I think I remember this. I think Bud's playoff record was 10 and 12. Does that seem possible?
Yeah, because you're only, how many playoff games did they have?
Not a lot, right?
Just, was it one and then the Super Bowl or two and then the Super Bowl?
Maybe the 69 situation when they went to their first Super Bowl, maybe they had one, but they, after that, they had at least two. Right.
You are correct. Bud Grant's postseason NFL record 10 and 12. Is 10 and 12.
10 and 12. Wow. Okay. Couple more playoff talks, and then I think the natural transition from NFL playoff talk is a synagogue hostage situation. Don't you think that's the normal transition, Adam?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do it when we come back. Among the texts coming in, new segment for you and I, Jess. Three middle-aged guys, white guys, Googling stuff for 30 minutes.
Yes.
So good. Very funny. Did you see any of last night's Cardinals-Rams playoff thriller?
I saw about 15 minutes, and it was well established that things were not going to be changing. So I saw all I needed to see. They are who we thought they were.
I think I have this right. The Cardinals started the year
7-0,
correct?
Correct.
And Kyler Murray at that time was the consensus MVP, correct?
Correct.
At that time. He looked like me on a couple of those throws last night.
Yeah, how about that one where he just panicked, throws it when he's in the end zone. Just, what is he doing?
Carson Wentz even was saying, what is he doing? Yes. How about the one later near the end zone where he just panics? There's a guy about 2 yards by him. He throws it like 10 yards past the guy.
Yeah.
I have never watched an accomplished quarterback melt down the way Kyler Murray did last night. That's all I could watch. I stuck around to watch The Rock and the Mannings, and it didn't work because there were too many three and outs.
Yep.
And as much as I enjoy the Mannings, and I'll look forward to when they come back, and we'll see other leagues try and hopefully more have success, they still, Adam, have no comprehension when they're going to break. And it just shouldn't be that big of a surprise. When we get after third down and there's a punt coming up, somebody can't say in one of their ears, we're going to commercial.
Got to go. Yep.
Or, I mean, how many years have they been standing on a football field with the guy with the orange mitten standing out there waving? You know, they know when commercial's happening. I mean, that was sort of cute the first few weeks when they first started the thing. And you're thinking, okay, well, they just got to get used to it. They're just as bad now as they've ever been.
100%. 100%. And I don't understand why they just can't get better at that part. Okay, I want to save the synagogue thing for another segment next because I've decided, I've made the decision moving from this to the synagogue situation probably is not the smoothest way to go, even though we do it all the time. Is it time after this move? This is the first year with the seven teams, the one team in each conference, the Packers and the Titans getting the bye. Adam and Dan to say just failed.
Yeah.
It's just, it was another money grab for the NFL. It failed. Or for me, no doubt we had four awful games. I got to see it a couple more times. Now, I made attempts to watch all of these games. Some of them were more limited than others. And I like the cheap shot as many as anyone. But I'm not willing to go. I've not, Carter, reached my conclusion yet.
No, I'm trying to find a scenario, though. Okay, was it just a year where we just didn't have that many good football teams that it's so limited? I mean, it is. I mean, if you look at the NFC right now, it's two horses, and I don't think
I don't think it's two horses.
Really? You still?
Okay, the 49ers better be one of those horses, then.
I don't know, man.
What? 49ers? 49ers have a lot of studs out there. You don't think the 49ers
can go into Lambeau Field and beat the
Packers?
Play
Green Bay very competitive?
I don't. I see Green Bay and Tampa. I just don't. I'm sorry. You know me and my NFL, how I've been nailing these teams. My fix. I'm loaded for barrier.
To your original question, how bad would it have to be for how long before the NFL is going to give up the extra money they get by having these extra games?
Do you understand the phrase never?
That's my point. So. I mean,
when is it's going to be a bad football game and I'm not going to watch? People still watch it. Yeah. That's the thing.
I still bet on it. And
But what I mean. I'm trying to think of years where we're going to have, you know, not necessarily wide open going into the playoffs, but at least, you know, six or seven teams like, okay, these are all pretty good football teams that could win this thing, and knowing that we'll get some competitive games.
Well, but see, I don't think anybody's great, and I on the NFC, we completely disagree, because I don't think Green Bay and Tampa are great teams. Green Bay, I like better than the Bucs. The Bucs are without a lot of people. I think San Francisco has so many great players. It's just how many dopey plays is Jimmy G going to give up? And the Rams are so weird. The Rams are the most unpredictable team in the league, and some of it is tied to their quarterback, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same situation.
How many idiotic throws is Stafford going to come up? They obviously have put, how about this phrase, put all their chips in the middle by making all these trades, because how many big knockers do they have? And, I mean, look at the talent San Francisco has. Mitchell's really good. Kittle's is very good. Debo's unlike anybody. Ayuk is good. Trent Williams, their left tackle, is the best one in the game. On defense, they got four or five just stallions. If Jimmy G plays good, they're going to beat the Packers this weekend. Hot take. How about that one?
Write it down. Mark it down. Chisel it in stone.
If Jimmy G, how about this one? Jimmy G only throws one interception. They win in Green Bay. That is my pick. You get the Buffalo. Like, so if you could watch one game this week.
That's it, Buffalo.
Because this is, you normally get two great games out this week, right? Divisional. I mean, just like games you remember for a while.
Yep.
So would you say if you could watch one, Buffalo KC is the game you're going to watch?
I think so.
I probably would too, but I'm very, a close second for me is Green Bay, San Francisco. I am very fascinated with the 49ers, the way they play. But just after what Buffalo did, and to watch those two quarterbacks go head-to-head, to see Josh Allen and Mahomes go head-to-head, which day are the games? I guess we could go to the Google again. Is the Tennessee game the...
Tennessee is
Cincinnati,
Saturday.
Is that last in the list?
That's Tennessee. Yeah. Tennessee and Cincinnati is Saturday at 3:30.
Should be.
49ers Packers is Saturday at 7:15. Bills Chiefs is Sunday at 5:30. Rams and Bucks are the early game on Sunday.
Yeah. That's a pretty good list, right?
There's none of those that you look at and go, oh, that's a complete dog, you know,
no.
on the schedule. So,
And you shouldn't, right, because it's divisional. And Tennessee should be favored, but Burrow and Chase are so fun to watch. Burrow is so good. Tennessee is, Carter, is the least heralded number one seed in a long, long time. And they get the indisputably best running back in football back for this game.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Henry's back, so.
It's a nice addition.
Titans are currently 3.5-point favorites.
Wow. Give me the other lines. I would have guessed the Titans. That's it?
3.5.
I got to call fingers on that one. I would be putting some dough on the Titans on that one.
Packers are favored by 6 over the 49ers. Buccaneers by 3 over the Rams. And Chiefs by 2 over the Bills.
Help me understand the Cincinnati fascination. I would have guessed that would have been 6.5, 7 for me. Tennessee, the way they kept winning without Derrick Henry, Cincinnati, they get their first win in 31 years, is like, boom, that's it, we're good. I would think Tennessee rolls right there. All right, Ab's going to rejoin the mix at 2:05. Don't forget Congressman Pete Stauber, who announced his intentions to run for re-election yesterday. Congressman Stauber is with us at 2:30, but she's absolutely one of our favorites. She's gold every time. Jamie Yuccas is minutes away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!